Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend and are well rested and having a safe commute. Good morning, Lady Liberty. How are you doing?
Well, great. Good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome everyone to Monochromatic Monday,
yes,
where the truth of God is black and white.
That's right.
And so we like to hit it hard, well, all week long. But, you know, any chance that we get to glorify God, the truth, justice, all the greatest stuff, we're going
right
to do it every single chance we get.
You know, speaking of the truth being black and white, it's so important because there's so much deception out there. I don't know if you saw it or not, but here's something that's not black and white. And of course, this comes from the world. The French presidential elections took place.
Yeah.
And Le Pen, the woman that was running, she's the conservative, the nationalist, kind of like, like the Trump of France, right? She's rallying the conservatives and nationalists and everything. I was following this last week, and she was in a close second or a close first place. And then now it's announced after the weekend that Macron, the leftist globalist, the same ilk that's right in there with all the rest of these, 58.2% victory over Le Pen with she getting 41.8%.
Oh, yes. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. So did he really win the election? And of course, you know, they're saying that this is just, they couldn't overcome... they said hopes were high for the conservative Le Pen after she finished a commanding second in the first election, but she was unable to overcome the radical progressivism that has swept across France in recent years. So that's the excuse. It's radical progressivism that why she lost.
Well, yeah, you know, that, tell me if that is not an exact duplicate of what our false lying media says over here about
right
our elections.
Exactly.
And exactly the fact that communists always win now. What a surprise.
Isn't that amazing?
That's
the globalists
so
are winning in all the elections.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. And so they're going to credit the progressives. Now, I have to admit, France has gone off the rails. The people there, I mean, you could see they were rolling out in droves welcoming their invaders, the
right
Muslim invasion of their country when they flung their borders wide open and they were bringing in. Well, now they've gone through so much violence, street violence, crime, violent crime, rape by Muslim, these Muslim invaders. Their mosques have taken over all these towns, which
that's
were
right
previously
yeah
Christian churches. Now they're mosques. And the people said, we're losing our identity. We're not even France anymore. So there's this nationalist push for France. And this was, I can't believe that Macron won. All the lockdowns.
I don't believe that for a single
nope
second.
Not all the, COVID tyranny
yep
and that whole the theater.
If anybody would believe that, I would have to question, you know, what bridge can I sell you? You know what I mean?
I wonder
because it's so obvious. We already know election fraud is the name of the game. Venezuela and all the Dominion vote, the Smartmatic, same thing happened
yep
here.
They, I wonder how many
they
of these
overtook
Smartmatic
us with fraud. And so it's just,
yep,
they know the deal now. And it's interesting that you brought that up because I've got this article here about True the Vote and how Facts Matter has done an interview from Epoch Times. Facts Matter
perfect
did an interview with Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote. And it says here that election watchdog exposes 4.8 million ballot harvesting schemes in six states.
Uh-huh.
They have done an exhaustive study for the past 2 years where they can locate where all of these ballot harvesters were by their phone, signals. And they got that from public data. Records. Showing that these perpetrators were at these ballot drop boxes every single time.
So
they're able to pinpoint the perps at the location, at the time, so they're saying it's a conservative estimate that 4.8 million ballot harvesting schemes in six states happened.
Right.
And they're able to verify by their phone data. So I think that's pretty awesome. And so to hear that suddenly Macron is voted in with 58%, nonsense. That's
right.
Just pure lies and garbage. Same thing we saw here.
Yep.
So
one thing that was different, though, the recent election in France, they said that they have the lowest voter turnout in 50 years, the highest abstention rate, people just not showing up to vote. And voter turnout still, this is a pretty impressive. 63.2% showed up to vote.
Huh. Well, and so then that makes me question also. I mean, how many statements can you believe from lying media?
Exactly. I was just going to say.
Did they really, or did they actually show up in droves, but it just serves the lying media well to say, oh, nobody showed up.
Right. Missing ballots.
You know?
I don't know what they have in the way of mail-in ballots and all the other much more easily exploitable voting procedures.
That's right.
So, you know, it's hard to say, but it's sad that the globalists they're reigning in their control. So,
well, it's the Stalin blueprint. It works so beautifully for communists.
Who counts the votes?
Yeah, that's right. It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes. And so we know that for a fact. And we know that so long as all they have to do is hack the system real time and push a button and, oh, whoops, 2 million votes just disappeared.
Yeah, progressivism is just so strong here. Yeah, oh, well.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't buy it. Well, hey, let's do the word of the day. Try to get that in earlier than we've been hitting
earlier
it.
Than later. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because this is a fantastic word today. So all our listeners are going to absolutely love this. This comes to us for Monochromatic Monday from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7 that read, "For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder.
You're here.
And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Yep.
Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Yes. And so that is that's a screaming victory that I cannot wait to see happen. There's not going to be any false votes that keep that from happening.
Right.
There's not going to be any fraudulent elections with Dominion and Smartmatic that are going to say, "Oh, Jesus didn't make it."
Right.
Lo and behold, guess who made it? We've got this satanic government. That is not going to happen.
Nope.
When
Those days
he
are
returns,
be over.
And when he returns, it says to reign with an iron rod, and that we are going to reign with him as his kings and his priests.
Yes.
And so, I would like to just challenge every church, every pastor, every church attendee out there who believes that we are not to be participating in government and politics.
Right.
Because I would like them to explain then why verse 6 and 7 in chapter 9 of Isaiah, where it says, "Unto us a son is given, and the government," the what? The government? You mean like politics? Like offices being held? "The government will be upon his shoulder."
Yes.
Tell me that we are not supposed to be learning this process and participating in a way that both glorifies God, loves God, and loves the brother.
Well, we've seen the results of the increasing, glaring absence of people of faith, Christians, in government.
Yes, that's right.
From elected officials down to the administrations, the bureaucracies. And how much have we seen lately? You and I were just talking about this, how increasingly so these bureaus, bureaucracies, departments of ecology, or all of these, they're all, their department heads and top management are all homosexuals.
Yes. Yep.
Men and women.
Definitely.
It's just, wow. So the somehow, some way, the separation of church and state myth, the believers, Christians, have bought it hook, line, and sinker. And even
it was that, and also this 501c3 status, where the church has been told, hey, if you guys have something political to say from the pulpit, you're not going to be able to keep your tax-free status.
Right.
That has been the real clincher for the churches. And so that's the real reason they've backed off of saying everything, and to our detriment, to our nation's and to the world's detriment.
Yes.
And so, by all means, we are supposed to glorify God in government. He is order. He's peace. His government is of liberty.
What are you going to base your laws on?
Right, exactly.
They're just whims. If they're not firmly, concretely rooted in
Mosaic law,
God's word.
Yep, because as we've said so many times on this show, God is order and Satan is chaos. And what do we have here that causes chaos? Lies, deception, hating
corruption,
the population, loving control, loving power, loving greed and theft, and wealth redistribution, stealing all our money and redistributing it to, you know, gain more for themselves and line their pockets.
Well, just this week, this last week, Biden, he taps into our national reserves, or for gas reserves, and sends a bunch of it to Europe.
Can you even
to help relieve
believe
them.
That?
Right, that's plunder.
Exactly,
that is absolute plunder. And these are the kind of people that have a net worth of $800,000-$900,000, their home, their cars, their investment, their retirement, and then they go into public office, and 5 years later, they're worth $23 million.
Yeah.
For being in Congress for 4 years.
And they're making $4.5 billion deals with China over Ukrainian natural gas.
Right. All that's going to come to an end with this scripture right here. I love it. I look forward to it. And you know what is exciting? We are not too far off from that.
Exactly.
Could we be 8 years away from that?
Yes.
We certainly
could
be.
Absolutely. And so let me just read this part again, because like I was making the point that God is order.
Yes.
And order causes the maximum amount of prosperity, the maximum amount of peace, the maximum amount of liberty and freedoms and righteousness under an ordered environment. People thrive when everything is in order and God's order that is there to benefit the people and the families. And so what it says again in verse 7 is, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice.
Yep.
That is not allowing judges to look the other way when a massive election fraud happens, when millions and millions of votes are just either added or have disappeared from the public's voting system.
Or dropping charges against communist revolutionaries who are carrying out violence against innocent people and police and their own communities, burning and plundering and looting.
Right, and refusing to uphold constitutional rights of the people, just flat out refusing.
Refusing to defend their borders, refusing to do their duty.
Yes.
What the law requires them. All that's going to be fixed, and that's just exciting.
It is. And we're going to be his kings and priests that are, I mean, hopefully we're getting an education right now. We're learning how to best serve the brother in love.
Right.
Because his description of a good leader is somebody that serves, not barks from the top down, but serves from the bottom up,
right,
in a humble and a gentle and a caring, loving manner for the brother, the
right,
brother and his family, the brother and his business, the most freedom. That is operating in a love your brother form of government,
right?
Right?
Yep.
And it's to serve, not to control and dominate. And so I can't even tell you how much that it just makes me happy to
yep,
read that he's going to order it and establish it with judgment and justice.
Excellent. So what's that scripture one more time for our listeners?
Okay, so that is Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 that just knocks it out of the park for today.
Isaiah 5?
Isaiah 9.
Six, oh, 9.
Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7.
Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. Excellent.
That, by the way, is the monochromatic Monday truth of God that is black and
that's
white,
right,
and that is exactly how it's going to happen.
Can you make that like into a poster to hang up on the studio wall?
Yep.
I really like that one. That's
so
great.
Love it. Yep.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break. Hey, thanks. Did you guys check out the website this weekend? I hope you did. JesusAppears.com. The great folks over there that are maintaining, that have built that website, maintaining it to help people get ready for the return of our King. Get rapture ready. Get ready now. The website is JesusAppears.com. If you didn't get a chance to check that out and go through it this weekend and share it with others, then, well, you can make up for it by doing it today.
That's right.
So go visit JesusAppears.com, and we'll head into the break with a little bit of Coleman Underground, because God is good. God is great.
And lastly, obligation number 8. Dedicate a part of your everyday life to the bringing of these requirements of American citizenship to the attention of fellow students, fellow workers, neighbors, and friends.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back from the break. Hopefully you guys got your Minuteman coffee. You're all settled down and ready for segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Patriot-held territory. Welcome, everyone. This segment is brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there at the Prepping 2.0 podcast, helping to take your preps to the next level, and covering some great content as well. So check them out. Their website is prepping2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, segment 2, you're all wound up, still fired up from the
yes,
word of the day. That's awesome.
Gosh, that's pretty much what I'm made of right there is well, that's what we've been talking about
yep,
forever on this show. And then my podcast prior to this show from the Political Church was all about bringing God and the love of the brother into government.
Right.
And that's how you love the brother through government, is making sure that Christians are in place to ensure their maximum liberty, their maximum, prosperity.
And that's going to happen. Unlike, it's like big league politics. They just covered this story. This kind of stuff we're not going to have to worry about. But the Euro trash leaders are being praised by the Democrat communists in America because of their communications coup. That's what they're calling it. This is what big league politics is calling it. But Democrat leaders are praising the European Union communications coup. New legislation has been agreed upon by the European Union and the European Parliament that will assist officials in putting an end to their online critics. And having had so much of their criminal activity leaked over the years, Democratic leaders like Hillary Clinton are cheerleading this assault on the European people with clear plans to push similar legislation here at home.
Oh,
the tyrants,
yes.
They just love it. So this is called the Digital Services Act. It will compel big tech companies to police their platforms and remove illegal and quote-unquote harmful content.
Gosh, that sounds like the CCP.
Right, such as hate speech. So no speaking out against sexual deviancy. You won't be able to say anything about Disney unless you're cheering for them. And to increase censorship during times of emergency, which, of course, we're never going to have a time where we're not in an emergency from this point forward.
Yep, that's
the introduction of COVID-19 entered a new era of continuous, persistent emergency situations. So there goes the Constitution. There goes rights. There goes full, unaccountable control to the tyrants because it's an emergency.
Right.
Or they're going to suffer harsh penalties. So it's safe and effective, and we need to get more involved in Ukraine or you're banned. So Hillary Clinton says, for too long, tech platforms have amplified disinformation and extremism with no accountability. What would she know about accountability?
She just dismiss it all.
You're supposed to dodge it, right?
Yeah, she just told the court to dismiss all the charges against her from Trump.
Right, so President 11 from China, he liked her tweet. He put the little heart.
Of course
I like
he did.
Her tweet. Yeah, so President XI, you know, President 11, the president of China, liked this tweet. There it is with the little heart. He likes what Hillary has to say.
And so there again, what position does she hold in the American government that she has any authority to be pushing anything on Europe at all?
Or on anybody.
Yeah, she's not even holding a position unless, like we've said and speculated, she's the one behind Biden's curtain, right?
Exactly. Well, the Clinton Foundation has built billions and billions of dollars and have been behind putting so many despots in power or keeping them in power around the world. So,
well, right. And also the fact that, I've had this article sitting here forever about how it's been revealed that the Clinton world takeover of Black Lives Matter has occurred. And
what?
So, yeah, I mean, this is
Clinton
this
took is, over Black Lives Matter.
This is Hillary Clinton's. It says here, Black Lives Matter filings reveal prominent Democratic lawyer Mark Elias and another longtime ally of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have taken on key roles in the charity amid scrutiny over its leadership and finances.
Wait, Black Lives Matter is a charity?
Maybe that's how they're legally classifying it, you know, as far as
so
like
charitable.
We
saw how charitable they were with all their top leaders with $6 million mansions.
That's right. And how they show up all so peaceful and inclusive at all of their right. burn down buildings and destroy cars and
burn, loot,
and
murder.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and then to watch Pelosi and Schumer and all of these other vile creatures bowing down, taking a knee with their fists in the air, you know, the communist resistance fist into the air, demanding that the rest of us do put on your mask and take a knee and, you know, bow your knee to demonically influenced systems of rebellion.
That's right. I know. It says here in this article, additionally, Minion Moore, a longtime top ally of both Bill and Hillary Clinton, is now listed as part of BLM's board of directors in the charities filings. And so this is all of the Clinton top people, at, you know, in the
I'm
board
sure.
of directors for, you know, burn, loot, murder.
Right.
And so Now it's a global thing, and so what is this? This is the Clinton Global Army. That's how you'd probably be able to describe it. It had been financed primarily by China, by the CCP. And oh, so the fact that, you know, there's an interesting tie, and the fact that also Hillary spoke to China. She gave a speech, oh my gosh, way long, long time ago, I believe while Bill was still president. She went over to China, and she was the one that blasted out the statement to China that they should consider keeping the nuclear option on the table for population reduction.
Oh, right, right.
She said that to China, and China was like, woohoo, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And so she's the one pushing that. She was pushing that over 20 years ago. And so the fact that, you know, both CCP is backing BLM, and now all of the Clinton top guys are also on the board of directors. It's like a global army they've developed.
Right.
So that's a little bit creepy.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one thing after another with these people. You know, a group of, and this is where they have taken control of the top levels of our government, where according to Red State, redstate.com, a group of Republicans wanted to visit the border at night because they're hearing about the high numbers.
I've got of people that right coming in front across. Of me. Yeah.
Yep. And DHS halted them. So if they're talking about if they think the open border policy is such a great thing, why are they trying to hide it? Why are they trying to hide what's really going on down on the border?
Right. Well, and the good thing is that that Representative Biggs, a Republican from Arizona, he warns of border catastrophe after ending Title 42, which is supposed to happen on May 23rd. And what Title 42 is it's the vehicle that allows anybody that is an illegal alien to be exported again. Right. And so what they're saying is this congressional delegation, they actually visited the border, and Representative Biggs described that this is going to double the amount of illegal immigration as soon as this Title 42 is enacted.
Well, yeah,
is dropped.
And so the Republicans start to expose this. They show up at the, like, for example, at the DHS's Imperial Beach station, only about 80 to 85 border crossers were actually in detention when this delegation of Republicans showed up. But the evening before, it had 200 border crossers in detention.
Right, per day.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that's going on. So anyway, guys, join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You guys be safe, and we'll see you then.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.